This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Hackathons are typically events where programmers gather to compete to solve a software challenge, but a food hackathon has just wrapped up in San Francisco, where programmers, designers, investors spent a couple of days working on ways to improve the food system.
I really do think there's like a whole wave of innovation that's going to be happening around different food businesses, both straightforward as well as crazy.
That's Dave McClure from the venture capital firm 500 Startups, one of the food hackathon judges. Among the things that captured his imagination, harvesting edible insects, hand gesture recognition in restaurants, or maybe renting instead of owning a garden.
Guy who's doing insect farms, which does sound pretty weird, but a lot of people in this world do eat insects, and they are a source of protein. And there was one that was really straightforward, kind of using hand gesture recognition technology to deal with order tickets in the kitchen. One that was a little weird, but probably interesting, was called Garden B&B. There are people in urban areas who don't have room for a garden, but they might want to rent your garden or use it on a timeshare basis, or you might bring it by on the flatbed of a truck.
It could be said that some avant-garde chefs are also part of this movement to bring the new thinking that guides the tech world to the dining table. Wiley Dufresne is chef and owner of a famous restaurant in New York called, not WD-40, but WD-50, which last evening celebrated its 10th birthday. Chef Dufresne, good to talk to you.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
One of the many definitions of hacker is a person who makes innovative customizations of usually, we talk, electronic or computer gear. Wiley, do you think you're a kind of food hacker?
Maybe.
You certainly like getting in there and changing things up.
We do. We do like changing things up. I mean, you know, we like playing with our food. We like thinking about things. Mostly we try to understand things so that we can do them better. That's at the core of what we're about.
So maybe hacker, maybe not. But what about inventor? That would be a decent term for you.
That sounds a little heavy, man. you know, we have a couple things that I think are more and more becoming commonplace in kitchens around the world, and I think even to some extent in the homes around the world. But yeah, there are some things that maybe you won't see in every kitchen.
Like what?
You know, things like a centrifuge, which really takes about the same amount of space as a washer dryer.
You're spinning some materials?
Yeah, so we can separate it out. You know, if we make a flavored oil, for instance, we want to pull out the solids and some of the water so we can get a nice clear, delicious, bright flavored oil, you know, if we're doing an herb oil or whatever. I mean, it's a very useful tool, the centrifuge.
Now, your renowned restaurant, WD-50, is turning, what, 10?
10 today.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So tell me about the initials. I mean, they're your initials, but when I think WD-50, I'm also going to think WD-40, the stuff you spray to make things not squeak.
Well, that's part of the pun. That's part of the wink, part of the nod. It's my initials and the street address, but it is having a little bit of fun. Now, you know, the good folks at WD-40 didn't see it quite that way at the beginning, but they've
come along.
They've come along, yes.
I think their brand is enhanced by you. I'm just not sure it's the other way around.
Well, I think it became clear that the initial concern of some sort of brand dilution was quickly assuaged when they realized that, you know, we really are just serving food and their product's not edible and blah, blah, blah.
Wiley Dufresne, chef and owner of WD-50 Restaurant in Manhattan, thank you very much.
No, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.